Man, this is crazy. So this last little while, actually Pastor Ken kind of kicked it off there on Wednesday night. We're starting a series, or he started a series, called Coping, is what we're going to be talking about. You know, this last little while has definitely been a little different for a lot of people. And so there's a lot of things that you're going to need to be dealing, that you're dealing with, and you need to learn how to cope with certain things. And so Pastor Ken, on Wednesday, he was talking about dealing with the mind. And wasn't that a good message he had on Wednesday? Yeah. It's one of his top 10 hits right there. It's going to be on a gold album one of these days. You know? No, it was a good message. And so today, I'm going to continue on the same series, talking about coping. But I'm going to be talking about Too Blessed to be Stressed is the title. And so, you know, during this time, you're going to have issues thinking, with your mindset and stuff. And then you're also going to be facing issues with stress, anxiety, worry, any of those things. In the last 6 months, anybody feel a little stressed? A few questions? A little worried about stuff? Come on now. Let's be honest. Anybody in here? Wave at me if that's you. I'm waving. I've had moments of, you know, what in the world's going on here, trying to figure things out. You know, life can be stressful on times. It can be scary on times. You can go through situations that are just not nice. And so, you know, one of these things that we need to understand is that, yeah, we're going through a pandemic right now. And every time you turn on the news or you turn on, you know, social media or something, there's always doom and gloom. There was a big explosion overseas there. And what, Beirut? I'm sorry, somewhere over there, Beirut, Belarus, Grapefruit, I don't know, someplace over there. There was a massive explosion, and there was lots of people injured and killed, and then I heard that there was a big boat that went ashore, and there's a big oil spill happening, and, you know, that's just in the last couple weeks, and there's been other things happening, and then we got this pandemic that's, you know, it's just a thing that won't go away that we're dealing with, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that can cause you to stress. There's a lot of things, you know, and that's just talking on a global scale, but think about in your own life and the things that you're going through, you know? Thursday, we had a baby showing up in my house, you know? Not even in a hospital. Kendra done a home birth in my house. Like, that's crazy enough as it is, you know? And, you know, it could be a little stressful on times, but there's a way to deal with these things. And, you know, we're going to talk about this morning because we are too blessed to be stressed, and that's how we need to see ourselves because God's got me and you. He loves us. He's got a plan for us, and part of his plan is not for us to be full of worry and fear and anxiety and to be down and out and all those things. God don't want us like that. Amen? You see, we were not designed to be like that. Now, a lot of times, we struggle and we deal with stuff and we like to give over because it's a lot easier to give in to the negative than stay to the positive, you know. You know, our family was going through a few things for sure. We got some family members back home in Newfoundland that aren't feeling well, dealing with some sickness and didn't get a great report from the doctor. But guess what? God is going to take care of them. God's already taking care of them. And God's going to continue to take care of them and continue to intervene. And I'm believing for 100% healing. Amen. So some people like to stress out and get worried and be like, oh, woe is me, you know? But when you stand firm on the word of God, God's got you. Amen? Amen, amen. Well, our text this morning that we're going to be looking at is found in Isaiah 35, verse 4. And in the New Living Translation, we're going to look at our text. Get it up on the screen. There we go. Is that the right one? Isaiah 35, verse. Yeah. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. Now, you see, we face a lot of enemies. We face a lot of things. So in the first portion here of this scripture says, say to those with fearful hearts. So we're supposed to be encouraging one another. Be strong and do not fear. So I'm encouraging you this morning is that you need to be strong and do not fear. For your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. Now this is back in Isaiah. And so we see here what's going on, that, you know what, people are in fear, people are afraid, but you got to trust God. Because no matter what you're going through, you know, no matter what the situation, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what the bank account says, no matter what Facebook is saying or Instagram or anything of the sort, it says, for God is coming to destroy your enemies, he is coming to save you. So just keep your finger there this morning for a little bit. We'll be coming back and looking at that scripture. You know, I'm sure we've all experienced some negative things in our lives, and we've all at some point have had the opportunity to deal with stress and anxiety. And those things, you know, some people say, well, it's good for you. It strengthens your system. Stress and anxiety is not good for you. Scripture even tells you, you know, it doesn't add days to your life. You know, it does the exact opposite. You know, stressing out and worrying all day long is not going to do no good to you. It's going to do more damage than good. And so even from a physical standpoint, when you're stressing out and all the stuff, you have headaches, your blood pressure is up, you know, you're putting strain on different organs of your body and you can't think straight and you're having all those, you know, things going on. It's not a good feeling when you're stressed out. And when you're worried and when you're full of anxiety and fear, you know, you can't work, you can't do what you need to do. You know, there's days you just don't want to get out of bed. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here? Yeah. I know what it is to feel like this. It's no fun. And so it comes to the point to where you have to make up your mind that, you know, I need to do something about this. And the thing that you need to do is you need to turn to the Word of God and see what the Word of God says. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to turn to the Word of God and we're going to see what the Word of God says about how we're supposed to be handling fear, anxiety, worry, all those things. Because right now, we're up against opposition, against opposition, against opposition, against opposition. You know, every day you get up and it's like, oh, we're still in the world with a pandemic. And it seems like there's some more questions, there's more stuff going on. Seems like as the days go on, things just get crazier. You know, as if Thunder Bay drivers weren't bad enough. You know, things just go crazy, you know. Can I get an amen in this place? You know. And then you think about all the crazy stuff that's happened with the demonstrations and the marches and the rioting and stuff around the world. And then you see, you know, families being separated and grandparents not being able to see grandkids for months. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to paint a very bleak picture. Is it working? Okay, good. It's just for dramatic effect. So, one very common scripture that we tend to take for granted, but we really need to take another look at this morning, is 1 Peter 5:7. And I'm sure we all know this one. We can quote this in our sleep. With 1 Peter 5:7 in the New King James Version. I'll put it up on the screen there. It says, give all your worries. Okay, this is the New King James, please. Sorry. There you go. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So this is something that I had to learn how to do. You know, sometimes it's hard to let go of certain things. Anybody have issue letting go? Yeah, it is hard to let go of things. You know, there was a time when I was, well, I'm still dealing with it, pack rat. Yeah, I get stuff and it's hard to get rid of things. You know what I'm saying? Anyone experience that? Anybody have stuff and sometimes you need to purge? And my wife, she's a purger. Me, I see the value in stuff. I'm like, I'll use that. She's like, when? Well, never you mind. I'll use it one of these days. When? And I'll be like, well, the day I throw it out, the next day I will need it. You haven't used it in like 25 years. What's wrong with you? You know? You haven't even known me for 25 years. So, yeah, you know, you don't know. And I get serious conversation here, okay, going on between me and my wife. But, you know, I am like that. If anyone knows me, I'm usually got the part or the tool because I just don't throw things out, you know? And my neighbor, I guess we kind of rub off on each other. He's the same way. And then actually my other neighbor on the other side, he's becoming that way, you know? It's one of those things, you know? It just happens, you know? Iron sharpens iron, I guess. But anyway, totally taken out of context. Anyway, so I hold on to things like that. But then there's also times in our lives when we can hold on material things, but we can also hold on to things that we shouldn't be holding on to. You see, a lot of times we hold on to fear, we hold on to anxiety, we hold on to worry just because it's almost like a comfort, believe it or not. Because if you're not worrying about something, what else are you doing then? And that's a crazy place to be. I found myself one time doing that. That, you know, it's almost I miss the stress. Well, you need to replace that stress with something else because stress is no good for you. Because you start getting aches and pains in places where you shouldn't have aches and pains, you know. And so stuff starts happening. And so it says here in this scripture, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So this last little while, this is something that I have been doing. And I found myself many, many times saying, Jesus, you know what? I'm not going to worry about this today. I'm giving it to you. You deal with it. And I've said that almost every day for the last 3 weeks. I said, Jesus, I am not dealing with this today. I give it to you. And you know how hard that is? It's not hard at all, actually. It's just words. You say it. And when you start saying it, you start believing it. Because when you say it enough, it gets over and you say, you know what? This is starting to work. I actually start seeing something. And you can actually start feel a little better. And instead of getting all yourself all flustered and worked up about certain situations and whatnot, well, then when you're giving it to Jesus, well, you kind of give it to him, and then you forget about it. And but when it starts coming back, you start thinking about it again. Lord, I gave this to you. I thank you that you're dealing with this. And it works in any situation. You might have relationship problems. You might have some health issues. You know, your bank account might be laughing at you. You know, you don't know what's going on. There's different things going on in your life. There might be a pandemic happening in the world. Who knows? You know? But here's the thing. When you're casting all your cares to him, because here's the thing. He does not want you to have those cares and those worries and those stresses. That's why it says right there to cast all your cares, not some of them, not only the little ones, not only the medium-sized ones, but all your cares need to be cast upon the Lord. You give them to the Lord. Because you know why? Because he's already nailed them to the cross over 2,000 years ago. He already dropped them off in hell and left them there for you, so you don't have to be worrying about that anymore. It was quiet up in this church this morning. So, the thing is that God does not want us to be full of stress. He does not want us to be full of worry, anxiety, any of the things. You know, why would he say so many times, cast your cares, trust in him, have faith, don't worry, all those scriptures, and we're going to go through a bunch more scriptures, don't you worry. But why would he keep repeating himself or speaking through the prophets or speaking to his chosen messengers and saying those things, don't worry, cast your cares upon, give to, give over, let go, let God, blah, 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 you know, all these things. Why would he put so much emphasis on there if we're supposed to be stressed out? Right? So therefore, we do not need to be stressed out about stuff. Turn over in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 in the New Living Translation for our screen people. Isaiah 40, verse 31. This is a very good scripture verse, and I must have read this about 30 times yesterday. But it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Now, in this one passage of scripture here, we can spend a month of Sundays talking about this and what's in here. There's so many good things in this passage of scripture right here. See, in the scripture alone, it shows us so much on what God has done for us already. First of all, it says, if you trust in the Lord, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Well, do you ever feel tired? You ever feel drained? You ever feel down? You know, you just, when you're stressed and full of anxiety and fear and worry, it takes a toll on your physical body. You feel tired. You feel exhausted sometimes. You know, you just feel, oof. Anybody have that oof feeling? Have a newborn. You'll know exactly what it feels like. You know the saying, sleep like a baby? That's not a good thing. The baby sleeps like a baby. You know, they might sleep good for why they're sleeping, But then they're up. So they sleep for like 2 or 3 hours, and then they're up again for like 45 minutes, and then they go to sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and then they're up again. I like my sleep type person. You know, I like it longer than 2 hour intervals at night. I like 6, 7, 8, 12 hours. Just saying, side note, sorry. But if I got bags under my eyes the size of like Walmart shopping bags, you know, I'm not used to being broken up. Now, Allie is sleeping great, like 3 hours at a time, praise Jesus, you know. It's just that I'm not sleeping great. I need my solid 18 hours of sleep. All right, anyway, back to trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and find new strength. And so this is something that you're going to find, and I think I'm going to have to be doing this a lot more. Lord, I need your strength because I got to get out of bed, and I got to go give that baby a bottle. Or I got to go and change a diaper, you know? Or I got to get up and I got to go to work in the morning. Come on. You see, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. See, when you're down and out, when you're feeling stressed out and all those things, well, you don't have that strength. But when you start trusting in the Lord and saying, Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. I trust that you got me. I believe that you're going to take care of me today. I believe that I'm going to have a successful day at work, that wherever I'm going, my relationships are going to be stronger than ever. My kids are going to be well-behaved. Come on now. That we're going to have a great time today. Come on. You'll start seeing those changes take place. And the Lord will start pumping you up. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? Let's get pumped up. Right? You know, you'll get pumped. And guess what you need? You need to get pumped up with Jesus. All right? You know, it's funny because you see these guys going around and now I'm pumped, you know? Some of you guys in here, you spend a lot of time at the gym, you know? That's good. You're getting pumped. Yeah? My one brother back here, he's a fellow Boston fan. I think he's going to be trying out next year. But, you know, he's working out all the time. And every now and then you see those muscles he's showing on Facebook. You know, he's showing those muscles out. But he's getting pumped up. And well, that's what we need to do. We need to work at our spiritual muscles. We need to start, you know, forgetting the stress, casting all of our cares on the Lord, trust in the Lord, and he will give you strength. So when you feel down, you go, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Well, guess what? You keep going. When you feel so weak, and you feel so defeated, and you just don't know what you're going to do. What do? You trust in the Lord, and you will find new strength. Here we go. Here's the next section here. It says, they will soar high on wings like eagles. You know, I love eagles. Anybody else like watching eagles fly? I love watching eagles fly. It's like, even my kids, when we're driving, and all of a sudden you hear, it's an eagle! It's like, ah! You know, like, it's frightened. Like, what in the world? What's going on here? Like, everyone okay? But it's an eagle, so, you know, we'll stop and look at the bird flying. I think they're the most majestic bird ever. I just think they're so cool, you know? And especially when you go to the dump and there's like 1,000 of them staring at you. It's like, man, I'm getting out of here. I might be someone's meal, you know? Some of these birds are huge. But they soar high on wings like eagles. And it's really cool because when you're driving around mountains and cliffs, and there's a couple times I've been driving to different places and driving my mountains, and you look up and you see like 2 or 3 eagles, and you're just kind of hanging out in that updraft and just gliding and just doing, man, you're just soaring. And it's like, I would love to see it from their perspective. Like, can you imagine those, what they see and all those things? They're not worried about what's going on down the ground. You know, they're up above all the crazy because there's a lot of crazy animals, you know, That's on the ground. You see where I'm going with this? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on the ground. But see, they will soar high on wings like eagles. You see, when you trust in the Lord, you're not going to have to stay down and deal with all the crazy. Because there's enough crazy going on. But instead, he'll give you the ability to get up past that craziness. Because you don't have to be staying down in the worry and the stress and in the anxiety and the crazy that's going on in this world. No, he's designed you to soar. He's designed you to excel. He's designed you to be blessed. That's who you are. We're not supposed to be hanging out, like, well, we've heard the saying many times, you know, if you want to soar with eagles, why are you hanging out with turkeys? Because turkeys taste good at Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm thankful for turkeys. Thank you very much. But it does make sense, you know? And so, why hang out with the crazy when you can be soaring above? When you can be triumphing? Because you watch those, they're so majestic birds. I mean, the strength and the power in those thing in those birds is just amazing. And you know, that's a very good comparison, the way that the writer here in Isaiah is putting this. Now also look at the next portion of this verse. It says, they will run and not grow weary. Well, you see, there's going to be times in your life when you're going to be dealing with stuff for extended periods of time. This thing that we're dealing with, this pandemic, this COVID-19 crap, this is definitely an extended period of time we've been dealing with this. And, you know, we all thought, well, this will be gone in a week or two. 6 months later, still a long week or two, you know? And unfortunately, it's so easy for us to get caught up into this and be like, well, this is around for like at least the next 10 years, you know? And then, you know, the vaccine and all, is that even going to work? Or are they going to make us do that? Are they going to take away all of our stuff? And, you know, are we not going to be able to do this, not going to be able to do that? Well, here's the thing. They will run and not grow weary. He is going to give you stamina and endurance to be able to get through the garbage. But see, the thing is that you might be running, you might be going through those things, but he's going to give you the strength to run through those situations, to run through those seasons that's not always the greatest, and he's going to make sure that you're soaring high on wings like eagles. Come on now. And he's going to make sure that you're going to have strength. Whatever you need to get through that garbage, he's going to make sure you have. That's my God right there. They will walk and not faint. You're going to have the energy, the power. You're going to have what you need, the endurance to get through these tough times if you have faith in God. See, it's the only way these things work is you have to have faith in God. This is trust in God. Those who trust in the Lord. You know, it's in white here on our screen. Black on my iPad, but white here. Okay, black and white. Anyway, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. So how many people in this place trust in the Lord? So y'all got this. So in all reality is that we cast our cares upon the Lord, and then if we trust in Him, because we cast our cares upon Him, He's going to give you strength. Come on, let me see your muscles. Show me your muscles. Come on. Come on. Come on, Sid, show me those muscles. Come on, let's see. Look at that. Uncle Ed. Oh, careful, don't rip the shirt. Whoa. Come on. Pastor Ken, let's see him. Look at that. That's why Cindy married you right there. Oh, man. Come on. What else we got here? Harry, let's see those muscles, Harry. Whoa, Moses. Come on now. Joe Romeo, come on. Let's see it, Joe. Come on, Joe. There you go. Jerry, show us why Gene married you. Look at that. See? That's what I'm talking about right there. Linda, I know you got some back there. Linda, come on. Bench press like 380. You know? You see, you're going to have strength. And sometimes we got to show off, we got to flex a little bit. Because the devil's going to think that he's got us down. Sometimes the devil's going to try and be like, ah, you're not going to get through this. You know what? This sickness I'm going to throw at you. You're not going to get through this. You're going to die. Oh, this situation? Yeah, you're going to be stressed out. And guess what? You're going to have a heart attack. Well, you know what? You got to start flexing those spiritual muscles a little bit. So when the devil's coming on you like that, you're going to say, nah, I trust in the Lord. I got lots of strength. I have endurance. I have the ability to do stuff. And you start flexing your muscles at the devil. And the devil's going to be like, oh. You know? And then the more you flex and the more you start trusting in the Lord, the more strength you got, the more endurance you got. That you see what's happening? You're getting what? Pumped up. Anyway, you got to get pumped up. Turn over your Bibles to Romans 8, 38 and 39. This is another passage of Scripture for you. You guys getting anything out of this morning? That's good. Anybody getting pumped up? Let's get pumped up. And I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons. Neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that scripture verse right there gets me all excited because, you know, God loves me. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. Nothing's going to remove me from God's love that He has for me. So that tells me something here. I love my children, all four of them. I love them to bits, and I'll do absolutely anything for my children, anything that I can help them out so they'll be successful, you know, to care for them. It's the sweetest thing in the world when I'm holding my little baby girl. It's so nice just to hang out with her, and she'll fall asleep, you know, or she'll barf on me or something, whatever babies do, you know. But there's nothing that's going to make me stop loving my children. But now how much more does our Heavenly Father love us, and He got the absolute best for us? You know, I can't stop my kids from physically hurting. You know what I'm saying? But our Father God, He's created a way for us so that we do not have to deal with craziness all the time. He's created a way that we can be set free, that we can be delivered, that we don't have to be down and out, that we don't have to be stressed out, that we don't have to be full of anxiety. You know what? He sent Jesus to die on the cross over 2,000 years ago for our death, sickness, for our diseases. Come on now. He died for us so that we could be set free, so that we don't have to live in a life of bondage, to live a second-class life, but to live triumphantly, to reign as kings in life because we are the righteousness of God in Christ and because of what He done. Amen? So if Jesus done that for us, well, that means I should definitely be casting my cares to Him because He's got me. So when you're dealing with those stress and when you're feeling sad and when you're feeling down and you're worried about stuff, you know, there's going to be times when it's going to creep up on you. It happens. But the way that you handle it is what is important. If you choose to hold on to that garbage, if you choose to hold on to that situation and look at it in a negative context, well, that's where you're going to have some major issues. Well, I remember one time I had some stuff going on, and the doctor told me what I had happening. And the first thing that came out of my mouth when I was sitting in the doctor's office was like, well, I guess it's going to be a great opportunity for God to do something. She kind of looked at me. What? And I kind of startled myself because I couldn't believe I said it out loud. So I'm like, yeah, I guess this is a great opportunity for God to do something. You know, I couldn't believe that came out of me, but that was hid away in my heart. And God done a beautiful thing. You know, haven't had an issue since with that situation. It's been taken care of. And that's the way God is. You know? Instead, I could have said, well, this is horrible. What am I going to do? Now I'm in trouble. But no, it's always an opportunity for us to see God do something cool. When you're stressed out and worried about something, Father God, I cast all my cares upon You. I'm excited to see how You're going to do this. Because it's so cool to watch God do cool stuff. When God turns a situation completely around, when things look bleak, when things look horrible, when it looks like you're at the end of your rope, and all of a sudden God shows up and is like, yo, I got you. And you're like, oh, yeah. You know? It's like when God shows up, and it's not always the way that we expect it to happen now, is it? It's never the way that we expect it because we're humans. You know, we try to do things on our own reasoning and, you know, what makes sense to us. But God has a much better plan for me and you. God has a much better way of doing things. Come on now. And we need to get excited about God's way because our way is just, God's way is yes. It is absolute, it is solid, and is what we need to trust in. Because when we let go and we let God do something, when we stop being pack rats and holding on to everything, and we start giving it over to God, come on now, we're going to start seeing things happen in our lives. Those anxieties, those worries, those stresses that we face in our life, they just melt away. Things that might seem like so big, it's just like, well, whatever. And there's some people I've come in contact with, and they've handled this stress stuff so well. They're like, you look at them like, what in the world? How are you dealing with this? Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Pastor Roma, I love Pastor Roma's thing, you know. When we've got something that's going on or whatnot, the pastor's like, I'm not worried about it. God's got this. You know, and I'm sat around and looking at him like, what are you saying? Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? He's like, God's got this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, God's got us. What is he talking about? You know, just like, but yeah, God's got us. And Pastor Roman, he's such a great, you know, the stuff, read his book. The stuff that he's gone through, I'm telling you, I'm sure any mortal man would be in the grave. The stress and the worries and the things that he's gone through. But you see, when you got God on your side, come on now, when you're being faithful to God and doing what he's called you to do, and when you start putting your faith into him, he's got you, ladies and gentlemen. Point to yourself and say, God's got me. Oh, man. A lot of people fall into this trap and this tactic that the enemy uses to confuse you on what God's done for you, what he's going to do for you, and he tries to blind you with worry and stress and all those things. If the devil can keep you in fear, well, he's going to dominate you. Simple as that. But, you know, it seems like there's a lot of people that like to be dominated for whatever reason by the devil. But when we actually deal with this by trusting in the Lord and seeking him and seeing his goodness and actually getting into the Word of God and seeing what the Word of God says about this and how he set us free and how he's made a way for us, you know, it gets to the point where we have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Does that make sense? It gets to the point to where we have to change our mentality and our thinking. It's like, this does not belong to me. This stress, this worry, this anxiety, you know, this fear, this does not belong to me. I need to change my mindset. I need to realize who it came from, where it came from, and that it's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. I cast my cares upon the Lord. I trust in him. I'm going to soar on wings like eagles. I'm going to run, and I'm not going to grow tired. Come on now. I'm going to walk and not faint. I'm going to have the victory. I'm going to have the strength. Come on. I am the head. I am not the tail. Scripture says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So therefore, I am not going to be stressed out. I'm not going to have heart issues. I'm not going to have high blood pressure. I'm not going to deal with anxiety attacks. Come on now. I'm not going to deal with those bad reports. That's not mine to deal with. God's got me. Come on now. You know what? I'm not going to get upset in the chicken line waiting for my box of chicken because they're taking too long. I'm not going to be worrying about that, Ernie. Come on now. That's my God. Here we go. Let's keep going here. So, you're still not sure what to do about stress and worry and anxiety? Here's a few hundred scriptures for you. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not be faint. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, it's getting quiet in this church. Come on now. Here we go. Come on, we can make some noise in here. Psalm 94:19. It says, when anxiety was great within me, you brought me joy. Very simple. You see, when anxiety is great within me, God will bring you joy. Sometimes you got to turn it on yourself. Sometimes when the stresses and the anxieties and the worries just seem so big, there's a time you just got to sit back and be like, you know, you might have tears streaming down your face, and it might be the fakest laugh and the fakest joy, but you know what? You'll get over into the genuine thing. Because sometimes you got to fake it till you make it, baby. Sometimes you just got to turn it on. Sometimes when you don't feel like having joy and you don't feel like being happy, you do it anyhow. Amen? Ha, ha, ha. All right, y'all getting it. Okay, let's keep going. Some more scriptures. John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's Jesus speaking here. Do not let your hearts be troubled. So we can take that from a spiritual standpoint and be like, you know what? Make sure everything, your heart is fine. But also, when you're stressed out, you have heart issues, naturally speaking. When you're stressed out, people die from heart attacks and heart disease because of stress. Don't let your heart be troubled. Come on now. We don't need to be worrying about stuff. It doesn't add days to your life. Okay, here we go. Romans 8, we already read Romans 8, 38, 39. We're going to read it again. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So it doesn't matter what situation that you're going through, God's still with you. He's always right there. So during COVID-19, God did not disappear and go on a holiday somewhere. Because there's been many people say, where is God? God hasn't gone nowhere. God is still there. You need to ask, where'd you go? Did you draw away from Him? What's your relationship like with Him? You got things falling apart? Check your relationship temperature. You and God still on good terms? Think about it. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and He answered me, and He delivered me from all my fears. Doesn't say some of my fears. The psalmist is saying here, I sought the Lord. You see, we got to go after the Lord. We need to dig in. We need to go in there. We got to see what He has for us. I sought the Lord and He answered me. See, you're not sure what's going on with your life? See what the Lord says. Seek after the Lord. And He delivered me from, doesn't say some of my fears, only a fraction of my fears, but it says all my fears. The Lord can do that, and He's done that, and He's still doing that, and He's going to do it today. Come on now. All right. 1 Corinthians 7:32, the first part of that verse, it says, I want you to be free from anxieties. God wants you free from anxieties. He does not want you to be living a down and out life. Oh, man. Isaiah 35:4. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, He will come and save you. He will come and save you. If you're dealing with something right now with fear, anxiety, stress, worry, you're dealing with that right now, fear not. God is with you. He's got you. You don't have to be stressing out about those things. Isn't that good to know you don't have to be stressing out about those things? Isn't it good to know that you can cast that away? You can give it to God? Come on now, we need to get excited about this because God is our way maker. Come on now. He's made a way where there is no way to where it seems like we're up against big opposition and He's got me and you. Woo-wee! All right, we'll keep going. Psalm 56:3, when I was afraid, I put my trust in you. We don't put our trust in the news. We don't put our trust in Facebook. We don't even put our trust in our friends. We have to put our trust in the Lord. Amen? Matthew 6:27, it says, in which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? No one. Being stressed and worried cannot add any time to your life. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because what? He cares for you. That's good to know. Hebrews 13:6. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Ooh, that should be a bumper sticker. Hey? So we can confidently say, everyone say confidently. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You see, we don't have to be afraid of what the news is saying. We don't have to be afraid about what's being dictated to us. We don't have to be afraid because we got God on our side. Come on, you don't have to be afraid. Say, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry. I don't have to have anxieties. I don't have to have stress. I give it to the Lord. I give it to Him. Yes, take it, Lord. Amen? Hey, we'll keep going. Hebrews 13:6. Oh, we just read 13:6. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. The Lord will give you peace. I love the Lord's peace. When my father-in-law passed away last year, that was one prayer that I prayed is, Lord, I need your peace right now. Because that was a mess. It messed me up a little bit. It hurt. You ever lose a loved one and it hurts? You know, some of us, we've gone through some loss in here. In this last little while, there's been a lot of loss. And this is a prayer that we need to be praying is, Lord, I need your peace. Thank you for your peace. And then, you know what? It's amazing. It was just like, you ever fall onto like a waterbed or like a bed of like feathers or something really soft? Well, I remember I said, Lord, I need you right now. I just need your peace. And I was just there and I was just like, oh, Lord. And all of a sudden, it was just like this warm, fuzzy thing just wrapped around me. And it was like an instant change. I couldn't believe what was happening. I'm like, holy, this is happening right now, you know? And I remember just feeling so sad and so, you know, just upset and you know, just kind of like, why? Why did this happen right now? This didn't need to happen right now. And I said, Lord, I need your peace. I need it. And all of a sudden, it was just like this warm, it's hard to explain, fuzzies just wrapped around me. And it was like the weight of the world was lifted. I mean, it was such a changing, it was just like, oh. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to explain it here, it's not really working. But, I mean, it was just such an awesome, and see, that's the peace of God, because we can't understand it. It just works. And when we ask for it, we receive it. Come on now. Some of you right now need to ask for that peace in your life right now, because you're dealing with stuff, you're stressed out, you're turning gray when you don't need to be turning gray. Some of y'all might be really stressed. No, I'm joking. But you know what I'm talking about? Jerry, you're not stressed, are you? No? Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay, sometimes. Gene, take it easy on him. All right. I feel for Gene. We're going to pray for God's peace over Gene. See, I keep getting theme music. All right, let's keep going here. We got a few more to go through. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Let's put that one up on the screen there, Miss Kelsey. Proverbs 12:25. I just want to look at this one real quick. We got a couple more minutes before the hockey game starts. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. Now, instead of someone going through something, be like, oh no, you're going to die. Be like, you know what? Be encouraged. God's with you. Build one another up. That's what we're supposed to be doing. See, worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. Good job. You're doing a good job. You know what? Don't be worrying about stuff. God's got you. You're going to be all right. You're good. God's on your side. Come on. We can be encouraging one another. You ever feel down and someone come along and encourage you? How'd you feel? You know? Got all prideful and head swollen? No. You feel good. It's nice to get a pat on the back when you're feeling sad and down. Am I right? You know, it's nice to someone come and encourage you and to have someone that's like-minded, you know? And sometimes it's also good for someone to give you a swift kick in the butt and tell you to smarten up, that you don't need to be feeling sad and down. My wife is a professional at doing that, you know? There's been times when I've been feeling sad and down, she looked at me, she said, okay, that's enough now, Steve, smarten up. All right. Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up. That's a good one right there. That's another bumper sticker. Psalm 34:17, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. To me, when I came across the scripture, I was like, man, thank you, Jesus. When the righteous cry for help. How many righteous people we have in here? Well, let me tell you something. God hears you, God's got you, and God's not going to leave you. So if you're righteous, there you go. The Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. So he doesn't only hear you, like, oh, you know, that's too bad. I wish I could do something. No, God's like, all right, I got you. Now receive it. And we should be there like baby birds. Bring it on. You know, we need to receive it. Come on now. One more scripture verse. 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Or another scripture says, a sound mind. Right there. 2 Timothy 1:7. Can we put that one up there, Kelsey? 2 Timothy 1:7. Everyone stand on your feet this morning. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, in that word, Timothy, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Let's try another translation. Let's try New King James for me, Kels. Here we go. For God has not given us... Everyone, let's all say it together. One, two, three. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got a sound mind. I'm not crazy. I am solid, chum. God's got me. I don't have the spirit of fear, but I'm full of love. I'm full of peace. I trust in the Lord. I cast my cares to Him. I'm not anxious. I'm not stressed out. I'm not worried. I'm set free. Now let's act like it's true. Come on now. Stretch your hands towards heaven. Let's just thank Him. Yes, act like it's true. Come on. Act like, what would you do? What would you do if it happened? Come on, act like it's real. Come on, we should be excited. We got nothing to worry about. Come on, because it is real. We are God. We got it right now, each and every one of us. We've been set free. We've been delivered. Come on now. Sickness and disease has got to go. Anxiety, worry, stress has got to go. Come on, act like it. Come on, stir yourself up this morning. Come on, act like it. We don't have to be worried about tomorrow. Come on. Yes! Okay, you still haven't got me convinced yet. You still haven't got me convinced yet because, listen, you think about the things that you're going through right now. Well, a few weeks ago, I talked about the God of the turnaround. Remember we had everyone turning around? Because God turned things around. Well, the same God of the turnaround is the God of peace. He is the God that takes away all that garbage. He's the way that takes away all of our stress and our worries. Come on now. So we need to be excited because we just cast our cares upon Him right now. So come on, let's just stretch our hands towards heaven. We're going to take a few minutes this morning and we're going to cast our anxieties, our worries, our stresses over to Him. Come on, each and every one of us in this place, let's just lift up our voices of praise today. Let's just talk to Him. Let's just thank Him for being so good in our lives. Let's just thank Him for taking away those things that doesn't need to be there. Come on, let's thank Him for making a way where there is no way. Come on. Come on, lift your voices up. Come on. Come on, let the devil know that you're serious in this place. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank You for deliverance. We thank You for setting us free. We thank You for giving us a sound mind. Father God, we thank You for Your promises that we stand upon. Lord, we thank You that we don't have to be down and out. Yes! Woo! Hallelujah, Lord! Yes! Come on, some of y'all should be jumping and dancing up in this place because things are about to change. Come on, those stresses and those strains have got to go. Come on. Push in 30 more seconds. Come on. It's got to go. Come on. Come on. Come on. 30 more seconds. Let's go. Press in. Press in. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Woo! Here comes the victory. Here it comes. Here it comes. Get ready to grab it. Yes! Yes! Woo! Thank You, Jesus. Man, the Lord is good. I've given you a lot of scriptures to think about. We've talked about some different things. But I'm going to tell you what. God is greater. Y'all know what VeggieTales are? The talking cucumber and the tomato, Bob and Larry. Well, they sing this cute little song as God is bigger than the boogeyman. And it actually teaches kid about dealing with fear and anxiety and those things. And talking about how God is bigger than those things. So you might be dealing with a boogeyman right now. Well, guess what? God is bigger than your boogeyman. Because first of all, boogeymen don't exist. They're a figment. Not real. That situation might seem very real, but guess what? To God, nothing is impossible. So he's got you. So that's gone. Yes! Man, the Lord is good. Lord is good.